Chapter 4. During the 80s, everybody making movies had mad coke and no patience, so they conveyed the passage of time, a boxer training, a romance blossoming, a teenaged werewolf partying, by splicing together a bunch of 4-second scenes denoting incremental progress and setting them to peppy power pop. Like the decade's other defining concepts, greed, crack, arms for hostages, the religious right, New Jack Swing, it was crude and tasteless, but effective. I'd love to montage my way past the ordeal of nursing Billy back to what some might call sanity, drown the tedium and the frustration in a Rockin' Tears for Fears jam, and pick up a week down the line when he started to do more than sleep and eat and things got interesting. You might think there'd be some instances of high drama in between, but the truth is that they mostly happen in my head. Take the moment when Karen first laid eyes on Billy, lugged across her threshold by your boy here, my father's limbs stuffed into a too small ensemble of stockbroker chinos and blue Oxford button-down. Wow, very emotional stuff seeing him after all these years, right? Plus he's totally fucked up and incoherent. Presumably, anger and relief and fear are playing double dutch inside of Karen as she stands gripping the doorknob with love and hate and 15 other feelings waiting for a chance to jump in, too. It doesn't sound like the kind of scene you skip, I realize that, but you don't know my mother. Karen said, "Oh my God," and one huge sob jumped out of her like the first dude to leap from the North Tower. Then she cupped her hands over her nose and mouth, took a deep breath, and turned away, stalked into the kitchen, slammed her tea kettle onto the burner, called, "Put him in the guest room," like I was delivering a rug. And that was that. The fact that Karen didn't kick me out meant I could stay. We discussed neither Billy's presence nor mine. Not then, and not during the 5 days Billy spent sleeping, scanning the walls with the uncurious, vacant expression of a senile old man, and jamming food into his mouth, half vegetable and half animal. That Karen didn't have a breakdown was good enough for me. Once you've watched your mother lose her shit, you never stop waiting for it to happen again, no matter how strong she might look. So if Karen needed to handle this by ignoring both of us and keeping her routines, that was fine by me. She'd always been a creature of